Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. It is the Fan After Dark right here on 105.3 The Fan, your home for the Dallas Cowboys. They are back in action on Sunday Night Football as we welcome the Minnesota Vikings to town. Skol! Shout out to my boy Henry Thomas. Spent, what Henry spent? I think 8 years with the Minnesota Vikings way back when. Of course, we can all thank, whether it's Jerry Jones, whether it's Jimmy Johnson, or somebody else, who knows? Maybe we'll never know the real story. We can all thank the Minnesota Vikings for helping turn this Cowboy franchise around in the early 90s. Mm. Because if you don't make that Herschel Walker trade, and shout out to Jerry, to Jimmy Johnson, with maybe one of the shrewdest moves of all time, where you would get, and this is just, to talk about how insane of a move that was by the Minnesota Vikings, that you thought you were a, and this just tells you how different the NFL is today versus what it was, you know, 30, 40 years ago, where you thought, hey, we're a running back away. And don't get me wrong, Herschel Walker was one of the elite running backs of that time. But to think that, okay, we're going to give all this draft capital up, and but it was all dependent upon if the guys that we trade you aren't on your team, then you get a draft pick for it. Well, if you're Jimmy Johnson, if you're, I mean, okay, if these dudes stink and he took guys that he knew weren't going to be that good, that he knew they were going to cut when the season was over, I mean, you're doing that 10 times out of 10. I mean, what a brilliant move.
I do want to say I see your guys' text on the text line. We will get to them. We just had on the 3-hour show, it's a little bit harder for us to read the text.
Blink and you miss it, people.
So we gotta get through these segments and give you guys a great sports knowledge for the
weekend.
What are
they saying?
I mean, they're just saying this from the beginning of the show to now, so I just know us. If we start reading them, it'll...
Read two that jump off the page to you.
Flournoy is why I want to tag and trade George Pickens and use that $30 million on the secondary and linebackers.
Wow.
That starts a whole other conversation.
We're already getting rid of George Pickens. I mean, Flournoy, look, I get it. Flournoy's had two great games, but let's let these next four games play out before we start, you know, elevating Flournoy to Alvin Harper status, okay?
Fred, you're in form, fine form tonight. You're going to crush Haiku Hump Day.
Thank you.
From the 682.
I'll tell you what, 682, God bless you.
Because you need it. We've been roasting your haikus.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, I get it.
Here's something else.
You know what? We're about to spit hot fire.
Here's something else you'll get. I sent you this text at about 10 o'clock today. Dallas Mavericks sent me an email, me personally, just to me.
Just you.
Derek Lively, the second injury update. If you guys didn't see it, brace yourself. Don't ring the bell. It's not good news. The Dallas Mavericks announced that center Derek Lively II will undergo season-ending surgery on his right foot. The surgery will be performed by Dr. James Calder at the Fortis Clinic in London.
I was hoping you would read that part.
At the Fortis Clinic in London. Been to London. Lively is expected.
Have you been to that clinic?
Yeah. It was day two. Lively is right before the Queen's Arms.
Why, do we not have enough? I mean, are there no orthopedic doctors here in America?
I know, right? We're sending him to a whole other continent.
What happened to Dr. James Andrews? This guy used to do all the...
Why don't they just send him to the person who does the Rangers? And the Rangers guy, the Tommy John guy,
apparently
like the best surgeon?
Apparently they don't trust him.
Lively is expected to make a full recovery and be available for the start of training camp. Further updates will be provided as appropriate. And then they put this. Derek has handled every challenge of this season with professionalism and resilience, said Dallas Mavericks co-interim general manager Matt Riccardi, friend of the show. While this is a setback, we're confident in his long-term future and will support him fully through his recovery, end statement.
There you go.
Your immediate reaction, and then we'll get to the fallout of what this means for the season, to Derek Lively being out for the season for the Dallas Mavericks.
My reaction is I hope for the sake of Derek Lively, who I think can be a good basketball player and has a promising future, I hope for this young kid's sake that this is the last he has to deal with this foot in. I mean, look, the team's not going anywhere this year, all right? It's not, to your point, Cowboys probably aren't winning the Super Bowl, probably ain't going to get to the Super Bowl, and I think we all feel pretty comfortable that the Mavericks probably aren't going to a finals and probably ain't getting to the playoffs. So let's get your house in order. Let's get this thing figured out. Let's start lining up who's going to be part of this rebuild. Derek Lively, who we like here on this show. Let me make that clear. Like, I know we've gotten some flack in the past about, oh, you guys are hating on Derek Lively. You know, no, we're not hating on Lively. We're hating on his availability. Now,
which I'm sure he hates on, too. I'm sure Lively feels the same.
I'm sure he's uber frustrated, okay? I'm sure, and he has every right to be frustrated. And I'm telling you right now, I kind of like, and I think it's interesting that Riccardi makes that statement at the end, because you almost wonder, is there some medical malfeasance that was done last year?
Well, there was. There's no question. Do you not remember? The guy had no credentials.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And they had him playing on it.
So you have to be careful if you're the Dallas Mavericks. If you ruin this kid's career, that's a $100 million lawsuit.
Yeah.
Okay, like you have to shut him down. You have to make sure. Maybe this guy in London, that's why he's going to London, because maybe this guy's the greatest, you know, leg doctor in the history of leg doctors or whatever.
I know, like, it's better than us paying out this insurance claim of us ruining his career.
You know what I'm saying? And maybe he's going to get some, you know, I know when Kobe was getting his stuff done, you know, the blood transfusion, stuff like that, where they run it through your body or whatever else. I don't know. Maybe there's going to be more to it than just again, I'm speculating here, but my point is this. I'm glad it's being done, and I hope for the sake of the Mavericks, and I hope for the sake of Derek Lively, that this is the last that this poor kid has to deal. Because this isn't about anymore. I don't think this is about growing pains. All right? I don't think this is a, hey, the kid keeps growing, this is why he's having an issue with this. No. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that it was misdiagnosed last year. He just had foot surgery in the summer. Clearly it wasn't healed yet. He's had ongoing discomfort. I'm hoping, because again, if you get Derek Lively right, and you can get Derek Lively back to being, because we've almost kind of forgotten about him in a way when it comes to rebuilding this team and what you're going to have around Cooper Flagg moving forward. And we talk about, hey, maybe Ryan Nembhard is going to be the kid. You obviously know what you're getting in Cooper Flagg. We like Max Christie. But, oh, by the way, if you get a Derek Lively who's pain-free and we actually get to see his maturation and growth, hey, now you got yourself another big two-pair alongside Cooper Flagg, and suddenly this rebuild, it gets, you know, it's a step faster than it was with a, you know, injury-riddled Derek Lively.
2023-2024, Derek Lively played how many games, Fred, his rookie year, where they went to the NBA Finals?
What was it, like 56?
Yep, 55. 2024-2025, the season Luka gets traded. That was last year. Everything
was it like
fan.
34?
36, good job. And then this year,
seven.
So how many games did that combine? Dylan, you're smart. 55 plus 36 plus 7.
98.
That's 98. So he's played, what, a couple games over a full season?
He's played 98 out of 185 possible games, I think is what I saw today.
So like 50%.
Yeah, just that.
And I got it right here just for context. I'll run through this, and then we're going to talk about the fallout of what this means for this season and who's going to get traded and not get traded. So signed by the Mavericks, 2023. Oh, what's the seventh month of the year? Is that?
It's July.
July? There you go.
That is July.
Well, he was drafted.
Yeah.
Signed. Well, I mean, they drafted him first. Then they signed him.
Then they signed him. We're going to sign, then we're going to draft you.
Derek, how do you feel about getting signed? I know we haven't gotten your draft rights yet, but we're thinking about signing you if you're hanging around number 11.
I like this little site I just found, Sports Forecaster. So not only showed you the injury, but showed you how many games he missed for each. Just to detail the injury history to see if maybe we're overreacting or underreacting.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go through this together.
Do we ever underreact here on the show? 877-881-1053.
Well, maybe I'll read these and you'll be like, I didn't even realize it was this much. But it'll be a group. It'll be
I'm overreacting.
It'll be a group. Not experiment.
Group exercise.
There you go.
2023.
But you got to do it in a British accent.
Okay, I can do that. I need you guys just to help me because it's got the dates.
Yeah.
And you need to tell me what date that is. So I'm going to say like 11. And then you got to say
November.
See? Group exercise.
That's it.
2023, 11-8. Illness day to day. Misses one game.
Mm.
That's his first injury. First one.
Had a little bit of a sore tummy that day.
Ate too many beans.
The crumpets weren't sitting
right.
Now,
don't confuse everyone. If this is British, 11-8 would be a...
Ooh, good call.
September.
Oh,
I see. No, it would be August.
August 11th.
August 11th.
Happy
August.
Birthday to my grandpa.
The 11th of August.
That's it. But actually, it was 11-8, so it was... but no, we got... Look, I like where your head's at, but let's not confuse Blake any more than he already
is.
Yeah,
please don't.
Well, y'all confused me talking to a British accent.
Okay, just play along. Just play along, don't
Okay. 11-24 is still 2023, rookie year.
Oh, my God.
Lower back contusion day to day. The first one is not an illness.
My lower back hurts.
Misses one game because of that. Okay. 2023, 12-17. So now we're into December. Ankle sprain, day to day. Misses four games with it.
I got a bum wheel.
It's now January 5th. Ankle sprain, like a new one diagnosed, day to day. Misses five games. So now we're up to nine games missed.
My ankle still hurts. I need more time off.
We've missed 11 games, nine for an ankle, one for lower back, one for illness, and we're at the 15th of January in his rookie season.
Okay.
Then we get to the end of January, last day of January, nasal fracture, out for seven games.
Someone push me in the nose.
Dylan, can you keep...
I can't breathe.
While he's doing accents, I need you to keep up with the games he's missed. So what did I just say, nine?
You broke my nose. So I got a nose fracture.
So now add seven more. He just missed seven games.
16.
Okay. Now on the 3rd, so that's March.
March 8th. It's Fred Davis's birthday.
Misses a game due to personal reasons.
Cheerio, Fred.
So now we're at what?
I'm celebrating with Fred today. I'm not going to be able to play.
He's missed one.
Yeah, just missed one.
17.
Okay.
It's also International Women's Day today.
Now it's 4-2.
4-2.
April 2nd.
Yesterday was April Fool's Day.
Knee sprain.
I'm healthy. No, I'm not.
Well, he really wasn't. Knee sprain. Misses eight games.
Mm.
Okay, this is the last one of his rookie
year. That's 25.
Neck sprain. Day to day. Misses one game.
Slept 26. On my neck wrong.
So he missed 26 games rookie year. Boom.
Now, I need one of those posturepedics.
Now we're into the 2024 season.
Okay.
Now this is the season.
Healthy all throughout the playoffs, though.
Healthy all throughout all the playoffs. Okay. Started in all the
playoffs.
Jolly-o! So now we're 2024, 10-23. Okay.
October 23rd.
Of 2024.
We just celebrated Blake's birthday. Happy 25th.
Misses four games due to a shoulder sprain. Then has a knee hyperextension on December 1st.
Dadgum knee again.
Misses one game. So what are we at now, Dylan?
29, I believe.
29, and that's five more, so 24 of those are his rookie season.
Yeah.
Now we get a hip contusion on the 27th of December. Misses three games because of that. Then we get an ankle sprain on the, it's 2025 now. It's January 15th.
Yeah.
Ankle sprain.
Hey, that's what, January 15th, let's just not play him on. That's his second year in a row.
January 15th.
January 15th, they got it out for me, blokes.
It's D-Day for him.
Bloody hip.
He has an ankle sprain. So it says on here.
Yeah.
2025-01-15, ankle sprain, his right ankle, day-to-day. The next report.
Isn't that Martin Luther King Day?
Is it?
I think so.
Okay, let's go it. The 22nd of January, ankle fracture on the same foot.
I think I broke my leg.
Sideline indefinitely. So that tells you the Mavs PR initially said ankle sprain.
Yeah.
Then 7 days passes, and then they send like another email out, if you will, and say it's an ankle fracture.
Fellas, I think this ankle's hurting a little bit more than you let on to believe.
And he misses, guess how many games?
Ooh, he missed a lot after that. Didn't they shut him down for the rest of the year?
He misses 36 games.
Yeah.
And then it says on 2025 4/13, so it's April 13th, ankle injury day to day. This is still the 2024 season. Missed the last regular season game, ankle injury.
Yeah.
So I guess he came back and then was out again.
I was going to say, because I feel like he came back, because remember he was practicing against the Lakers, right? When AD was getting ready to make, you know, the big Lakers, Mavericks, you know, Luka, whatever, and AD was warming up, and then I remember them going through with Lively as well.
So how many are we at now, Dylan? The last one was 36 days missed with the ankle, and then misses the last game of the year, so 37 total.
It's like somewhere around 70 or so.
And then boom, 2025, knee injury day-to-day on the 10th, 10/27, mm-hmm. October 27th, misses 9 games due to knee injury this year. Then it says another knee injury day-to-day on the 17th of November, misses 1 game because of it, and has not played since the 22nd of November. Taking us up to right here where he's played 7 games the entire season, and we just went through his entire injury history. I'll ask you this, though, Fred. Does this mean Daniel Gafford? A lot of people went to him now. Does this mean he definitely gets traded or definitely doesn't get traded? I think if you think about just this season and if you're all in on them being good, I think it means he doesn't get traded. If you're thinking, hey, we're not going to be good.
No.
And this shows us again, let's go ahead and offload and build for next year. Which does this injury say offload for next year or I got to keep Gafford so I have a center on the team?
Hey, Cisse, how you feeling? You good? All right, be ready. I mean, this dovetails beautifully into what you're trying to do. You're not winning this year. I mean, what is going 41-41 do for you?
I'm a huge,
you know what I'm saying,
non-proponent of mediocrity.
Like that, you're not. I don't care. Again, you and I joked about this the other day. I don't care if AD has bionic legs and Kyrie has a bionic knee for the rest of the year. You are not winning the Western Conference Finals. You're not. You're right now. You're on the outside looking in. Okay. You don't. You have next year's draft pick, and as we all know, you don't have another one until 2031. Mm-hmm. Are you trying to build around Cooper Flagg or not?
Yeah.
Yes or no? So what does building around, because you're not going to extend Anthony Davis, mm-mm. All right? You've already extended Kyrie for what you're going to do for him, mm-hmm. All right? Are you going to suddenly become better? Is AD going to suddenly make you better than Oklahoma City?
No.
No.
So you think this injury makes Gafford even more likely to be traded?
I mean, I don't think it makes him more likely. I think it keeps the status quo. I mean, all today's news does is confirm that you knew something was wrong with Derek Lively and let you know. Because, look, I think everybody pretty much knew that Derek Lively, I mean, it was kind of a TBD whether or not he was going to come back anyway. I mean, once the news came out a week ago, whatever it was, that, it's 7 to 10 days, and now we're getting second opinions.
I think we all kind of knew. I didn't know it was going to be season ending, but we knew it wasn't looking
second,
good.
When you start talking second opinions
on a young guy,
bro, hey, shut it down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's a wrap. And I'm telling you, I think it goes back to, and maybe this will come out later, maybe we'll never hear about it again, who knows, but I'm telling you right now, I guarantee you, with Dumont and Cuban and whoever else he's got advising him, they said, look, we're shutting this dude down because the last thing we need is this dude turning around and suing us.
And we know Dumont's big on that with AD. Didn't want AD to come back because he wasn't healthy. Oh. Remember, he said, you're not coming back. I'm firing Nico. You're sitting on the bench for another week, and then we'll bring you back when you are 120% ready.
I thought Kurt Heelan, who was on with us yesterday, made a great point about when you become an owner. I think some of the things that we forget about is, like, yes, you guys are all uber rich and you've done very well in whatever respective businesses you got into before you became a professional owner of a sport team. But they've learned a lot. Like, Dumont has learned a lot.
Risk management.
Maybe you shouldn't let your GM decimate your entire team. You know, you're a business guy, Patrick Dumont. In what planet is Anthony Davis a global draw the same way Luka Doncic is?
The poly market odds came up for players to be traded before the deadline. Anthony Davis is still at 42%.
Yeah, Daniel, he's gone.
Daniel Gafford jumped from 10% to 41% to be traded after the news of
Derek Lively
being out for the season.
I mean, look, in the Fred market, it's 100%. So, in fact, almost everybody on that team is 100%. All right, coming up next, a little NFL stack. We'll read some of y'all's text messages and plenty more right here on Fan After Dark.
And it's back to the Fan After Dark. This upcoming segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
In Dallas, we are the Fan After Dark. Blake Elliott, Fred Davis, and Dylan Moore. Do you think I could have a singing career?
I mean, I think in today's day and age, I mean, talent is always subjective. And
what's that supposed to mean?
I think if...
So yes or no? Do you think I could have a singing career?
Yes.
Don't ChatGPT me.
Yes.
I think I could, too.
Yes.
I mean, what do you think, Dylan?
Would it be successful? I doubt it.
I hate you.
Could you have one? Yes.
I don't know. Make a segment where you just sing about sports. Mm. Singing sports.
Singing sports.
I've always wanted to do
call
a segment.
Call it BS. Blake singing.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'd all feel like it was BS after you got done with it.
That's the point.
I mean, I think the novelty would be funny at first.
What if I end up being really good, like start taking vocal lessons?
I don't know that lessons you can either sing or you can't. I think lessons just make you a better singer than what you have.
Well, everyone can sing. It's just a matter of if it's good or not.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can either sing or you can't. What's my karaoke song? I mean, I haven't done karaoke sober.
So you haven't done karaoke in like 20 years?
Look, when your boy was getting crunk back in the day, there was a bar in Houston I used to go to down the street from where I lived. They may or may not have been selling booger sugar out of the back. That's irrelevant. The point is this.
I think that's every place that someone's singing. I don't think that's that uncommon.
What, to find booger sugar in the back of a dive bar?
Yeah, it feels pretty dive bar-ish.
That's fair.
I think it's still happening today.
I'm sure it's probably happening right now as we speak.
Someone might be listening.
Tune in right now. Let us know. 877-881-1053. We don't condone that. Let's make that clear now.
For all the 12-year-olds listening.
Yes. What a show. Who knew? Don't get me on a tangent. Anyway, my go-to, I'll tell you what. I do a mean Jump Around by House of Pain.
Mm.
That's one of my go-to songs. I'm more of a spoken word karaoke guy.
Okay. Well, we will be giving
What's yours?
Probably All Me by Drake. The only thing is rap songs are a little awkward karaoke-wise.
No, because you have to know the song.
Oh, no, I know the song.
Yeah, but that's what
All
I'm saying.
All Me for Real. I would get in it. Let's hear it, Fred. You just said this is your go-to.
This is my go-to.
Y'all,
you guys don't get this right now. You don't get this right now. Wow. Maybe later.
Okay, so we're going to be going through what the playoff bracket looks like right now. We do this every couple weeks as the season's heating up. I see your guys' text. The reason I said it is because we asked everyone what their favorite game was and what the best game is, and then we didn't read any of the texts, so I felt bad.
Say that again?
We asked everyone what their favorite game is and what their first game system is, and we didn't read a single text out of it.
Well, I mean, maybe I thought maybe they would do it throughout the course of the show. Did you have some that people said?
No.
Okay, that's all you got? That's all you got? I mean, nobody said anything?
No, they said a bunch, but we haven't read them.
Okay. I mean, you're not going to read one now?
No, I just wanted to bring it up.
So you wanted to bring it up.
Correct.
People have texted in. I'm not going to read any of them. You guys have done a great job responding.
I'm saying
I
feel bad
not.
Because we haven't
read
Read
a couple.
No, I'm good.
What a jerk. What a jerk. Okay.
You read a couple.
Let me see. I'm trying to look.
I got the playoff bracket in front of me. I'm ready to run through this whenever you're ready.
Let's see. That guy was repping 225 listening to your last rant, Fred.
I went up to 315 after you ranted.
That's right. Let's see. Tripod, LMAO.
Yeah, everyone was just hating on the tripod.
214, y'all really don't read text? LOL. Yes, we do.
See, and I hate text like
yes,
that.
We
read
do.
Text. We pride ourselves on that.
903, bro, how is 225 hard? I rep that.
Not everyone's flexing like they do 25 every day.
Let's see. Madden 2013 is Megatron.
There we go. That's what
so
I was saying.
Go.
That's a Calvin
there
Johnson.
You go. Okay, here we go. Nintendo, Contra was the lick. Ayo! And my man even remembers the 30-man code. Up, down, left, right, B-A-B-A, start. You know what time it is. And then he said Xbox.
Which one?
See.
You can't just say the original? Are we saying like the...
He just said now Xbox.
The Xbox One?
Well, I can't read 903's mind. I'm guessing he's probably around my age because he represented Contra.
Yeah, I guess he could still be talking about the current Xbox. Xbox One, I think it is. Xbox One.
I don't know. I was never an Xbox guy.
Only the 360 was the only one that was good.
From the 214, he's dating himself. The first Nintendo was one he ever had, and the best one is the PS1.
Ooh, great pull. Great pull.
Let's see. This guy's old as dirt. From the 469.
My bad.
The Atari 2600, ColecoVision, and PS2 is the greatest, so you're definitely in my age group. Game Boy Color came after the OG. It was slimmer and came in other colors. Mine was purple.
The Atari 2600 came out in 1977, September 11th.
Fred seems like a Farmville guy.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Is that a game?
I think it is.
I think it must have been the games that we were talking about.
Okay, from the 903, Sega was my first. Genesis was my favorite. Tell you what, if you're a real ball knower from a Sega Genesis, if you had Joe Montana Football... Okay, I'm gonna tell you how old Joe Montana Football was. Joe Montana Football It really was kind of like the precursor to Madden, if we're being honest. But Joe Montana football was legendary. Let's see, real quick. Okay, from another 469. Original Nintendo was my first. My favorite is my PS5.
Ooh, there you go. That's what I have right now.
Okay. And then Super NES. You can't go wrong. Oh, dude, Super Nintendo was the bomb. I want to say for Super Nintendo, and you two aren't going to know this, 877-881-1053, was GoldenEye 007 on Super Nintendo? I think it was. Don't quote. Now, I want to say the original Mario Kart was also
That's a banger.
The Super Nintendo as well.
According to Wikipedia, it says a Nintendo 64.
It was, right?
Yeah.
That sounds accurate. Mega Man on Sega is goated. Shout out to you from the 940. And then from the 214, and we don't say this enough, I'm 42, so me and my boy are in the same age bracket, and I still play GTA 5. Best game ever, waiting on GTA 6.
It's been over 2 years since the GTA 6 trailer leaked online.
I mean, years. I mean, think about it. It's been 10 years since GTA 5 came out.
Yeah. I mean, we thought we were going to get it a year after the trailer. It's been over two years.
That's crazy.
They keep pushing it back.
From the 469, we used to have fist fights over Madden. Oh, let me tell you something. If you haven't broken a controller in your life hit somebody with a controller after they said too much, all right? I mean, yes, fist fights will break out over Madden in video games.
100%. If you weren't playing hard enough, you weren't playing against someone that mattered enough. It could be a family member. It could be a friend.
The computer's cheating. The computer always favors you. I mean, if I had a nickel for that.
My favorite, this would never happen in real life.
This would never happen in real life. Why is it, that should have been a foul. That should have been a hold. Why are they calling all the penalties on me, not on you? I broke one of my son's controllers the last time he was there.
I think that's fair.
And then I felt bad, and we just kind of walked away and had to take a break from each other for a little bit. But,
Did you buy him a new one?
No, I think we got it to work again.
Okay.
I fixed it.
Okay, boom. Let's get into the playoff scenarios. So right now, before we get into them, I want to give you the clinching scenarios that could happen in this week of football.
What are we going into? Week 15?
Yes, sir.
God.
I know, right? Football's almost over. It's kind of sad. The better football gets, the closer you get to the playoffs, we're getting away from football.
There's only one college football game this weekend.
It's sad.
Go Navy!
The Los Angeles Rams can clinch a playoff berth with a W. If they win this weekend, they will be in the playoffs, stamped, signed, and sealed. Let's get to the Patriots. The Patriots can win the AFC East division title with a win, or they can clinch a playoff berth with a win, or a bunch of ties that could happen, and Jacksonville and Indianapolis losing. The Denver Broncos can clinch a playoff berth with a win, or a bunch of tie scenarios, or Houston losing in tie scenarios as well. So pretty much Denver, the Patriots, and the Rams can all get in the playoffs and win their division with a win. Okay, let's get into what the playoffs look like right now.
By the way, one of the texters wants you, what's your PSN?
Okay, I'll send it after this segment.
Okay, so
at 10 o'clock, Fred, making a little on the fly, there's actually a good amount of NFL news. A bunch of college football news, so we'll kind of do more newsy stuff at 10.
And you know what? Shame on me for the Sharon Moore kind of joke aside. This dude's wiling out.
We'll get to that at 10. At 10 o'clock, there's a bunch of news. Some players returning back from injury. Philip Rivers press conference. We'll get to all that at 10, so don't worry, Tolos. Okay, looking at the bracket right now, Frederick. And Dylan, play along as well. The two teams with the bye are the Rams and the Broncos. The Broncos moving to the one seed right now. So now we have the New England Patriots playing the Houston Texans in the wild card round. The winner of that is, if the season were to end today, this would be the matchup. Do we take the Texans in an upset who are absolutely on fire with that defense to rattle the young Patriots? Or do you take the team that's been better all year in the New England Patriots? I'll let Dylan go while you're thinking.
See, that one's tough. The Texans defense is so good.
Yes.
I'm scared of the offense. I am going to go Texans, I think.
I don't hate that. And think about this. Even if New England wins, the next matchup would be against Denver. So for them to get to the AFC Championship, they're going to have to play the two best defenses in football, Houston and Denver.
I would still lean on the side of New England. I get it. The Texans do have a good defense. But I don't trust C.J. Stroud. Let's not act like the New England defense isn't good. Like, New England has a good defense as well. Give me the Patriots.
I'm also go Patriots. So that means Patriots, Denver. If they can take care of Houston, I think they can take care of Denver. I got Patriots going to AFC Championship. Let's say Dylan and Fred. This is Patriots versus Denver now. And then in your case, Houston versus Denver, Dylan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'd take Denver.
So Denver and AFC Championship at the top of the bracket for Dylan. For you, Fred?
I'm not picking Denver. Sorry, okay. Jagon and Terrell. Shout out to our homeboy.
So that means you both got New England and AFC Championship?
Yeah, because I think I had them originally.
Yep, in last week's iteration. Okay, let's go to the bottom side of the bracket. We've got the Chargers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who wins that one? That's what's currently slated right now.
That's tough. That's tough because, I mean, San Diego, the Chargers, they just, that offensive line is
give me
just
the Chargers.
Not
I don't know if they're going to stay in this spot, but we're just going off the current bracket. I definitely don't believe in
give
the Steelers.
Give me the Steelers. Give me the fighting Mike Tomlins. Give me my boy Aaron Rodgers, who had his first rushing touchdown since, like, what, 2021 the other day. Give me the Steelers.
I got the Chargers in that one. Dylan?
They're both, I don't think, neither one are that good.
I could see by the end of the season they won't be here.
I wouldn't be shocked if they're not, but for the time being, I'll go Chargers.
Jacksonville versus Buffalo. I got Buffalo. I'm not going to waste a lot of time.
Buffalo.
Who?
Jacksonville versus Buffalo.
You know, my
Trevor Lawrence is not beating Josh Allen in a wild card game.
My heart says Jacksonville. My head says Buffalo.
Okay. So Buffalo versus Chargers for me and Dylan. I got Buffalo moving to the AFC Championship, playing the Patriots. Fred?
I mean, it's got to be Buffalo. But look, Buffalo has no excuse.
Right now, how the bracket is, they have Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, and the Chargers on their side of the bracket.
I don't care what the bracket says. If Buffalo, if Josh Allen is that guy, then show us. This is your year to do it. Because you're probably not going to have Burrow, you're probably not going to have Lamar, and you're probably not going to have Pat Mahomes. So the three biggest hurdles to you being a Super Bowl winning quarterback are probably not going to be there this year.
Okay, boom. Let's speed run the NFC because we got to get out of here. Green Bay, Chicago with a chance to play the Rams.
Green Bay, they can't beat the Bears. Or the Bears can't win. They can't beat Green
Bay. I'm taking
Green Bay. I don't trust Caleb Williams. Give me Chicago. Or give me the...
Yeah, Green Bay. Green,
go Packers, go!
Green Bay versus the Rams. I got the Rams.
The Rams.
No, give me Green Bay.
So Green Bay and NFC Championship for Fred. I got the Rams. Bottom of the bracket, Philly versus San Francisco. Give me San Francisco.
Yeah,
San Fran.
Tampa Bay versus Seattle. Give me Tampa Bay.
I'll take...
Give me Seattle over Tampa Bay day, dude.
So I got Tampa Bay
His team's leaking oil, limping.
So that means I got Tampa Bay versus San Francisco. I got Tampa Bay to the NFC Championship playing the Rams. Fred,
Seattle and Green Bay.
Okay, and Dylan.
I'll take a...
Playing San Francisco, you have Rams. Seattle. So you got Seattle beating San Francisco or San Francisco beating Seattle to get there?
Seattle.
So Seattle versus the Rams. Yeah. I have Tampa Bay versus the Rams, and you have Seattle versus the Rams.
I got Seattle and Green Bay.
Seattle and Green Bay, good call. Do we all have... I got the Rams going to Super Bowl versus the Bills.
I got Green Bay and Buffalo.
And then Dylan?
I also have Rams, Bills.
There you go. Boom. That's our bracket.
For this week.
It probably will change next week, and we'll do the same thing and get you guys updated. Well, it's time for Fred to redeem himself. We have made fun of him for the past month about his haikus. He's been writing them throughout the entire show during every break. Will Fred Davis...
While Blake tries to sidetrack... Hey, check out my betting slip, Fred. Take a look at it. I see what you're doing.
Will Fred redeem himself in this week of haikus? Christmas party / Xmas. And what's the other one? Cowboys playoff chances. Coming up next on the Fan After Dark.
It is back to the Fan After Dark. This next segment is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
All right. Here we go. Look, I heard the boo birds last week. Okay, I heard the boo birds last week. I've done this before. Okay, I've done this before.
I go into the hall. Don't let the sound them out because sometimes they sound good on paper, but they don't sound good out loud. I go in my little quiet room in the hall, walk up and down, sound them out, make sure they sound good and flow.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I still butcher
it.
Did somebody ask for this?
I was just trying to give some.
I don't need.
Some critiques.
Any of your...
Well, apparently you do, given how poorly you've performed.
I don't need any...
You didn't want to respond to that?
I'm sorry. I'm not even hearing the hate.
What about from Jet? Jet said the same thing yesterday.
He might have needed some more time.
You guys, look.
He's had the time. He's
say
ready.
What
he's
you
ready.
Guys all want to say, okay? Last I checked...
You came up with the segment? Is that what you're going to say?
Absolutely. That's
you
what did. I'm going to say.
You okay. saw it coming. I came up
we,
with
we
the segment.
That.
Yeah, we knew that. Okay. That was okay. Jerry Jones owns
look,
the Cowboys.
That's exactly right. And even Jerry yeah. holds. Jerry will take an L every now and again. All right. Just like Fred will.
Now,
all right?
Now and again.
Every now and again.
Continue. Okay. Now and again. Look at him. We haven't even started.
Now and again. Okay. Now and again. And yes, last week's wasn't great. I'll be the first to admit. Wasn't one of my better pieces. Okay, a lot going on last week. We're locked in today. Here we go. You guys ready?
I just want to say, when you texted, I wrote all mine out before we even got to the show for one of the first times.
You were geeked for it, huh?
I was geeked. Just because I
built my frame. I put the skeleton together.
Yeah. I love it.
The fine tunings have been made.
That's it.
Yep.
And I've been kind of thinking, all day. Now, one line I'm a little leery of, but you know what? Hey, win in Rome.
Yep.
Okay, win in Rome. Okay. Cowboys playoff chances. Holiday parties. All right. Now, we went to the holiday party today, or I went to the holiday party today at, was it At Fault? Little pickleball going on today. Came home empty-handed. Mm. All right. Did not get a gift card. Didn't win anything, actually. But, you know, got to see our boy Carter Freeman. All right. Saw G Spit. All right. Saw our boy Bob McKay. And I'm trying to think if there was anybody else there. Oh, our boy Drew Anderson from over at 1080. So shout out to everybody. Our girl Stephanie Blumenthal was over there. So it was just Kim was over there as well. I mean, just a good time to be had by all. That said, let's get this thing rocking and rolling. Cowboys playoff. Let's go. Here we go. Make sure I can read this, too, while I'm at it as well. All right, here we go, here we go. Because that also plays a factor in how it reads. Okay, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. Four wins, card punched. Four wins, dance card punched. Birds clipped, Sirianni's drunk.
Ooh, okay.
Shoddy's flowing amok.
Okay, okay. Rough start. Great second line.
I picked it up.
I left a word out.
Read the last line again.
Shoddy's flowing amok.
Isn't that six?
Shoddy's flowing
Dylan Moore
Dylan
on the
got
referee.
Me. Dylan, you got me. You
right
got me.
On the six.
Amok. You know what? Shame on me. Shoddy's flow amok. Boom. Done. There you go. Shoddy's flow amok.
I wanted to do that one second because I wrote a bunch for this one. But
Shoddy's flow amok. Okay.
Jet?
We ready?
Good call by you, Dylon. Good call by you.
Might have to pay attention to me here, too.
Man.
here we go. Dallas might get there. But will they make a run? No. Just end the year strong.
I love it. Jet read that like we
were... I had to take the opposite side.
Jet was... I felt like we were at Sunday Night Football. like we're doing the intro, so the Cowboys about to take the field.
Came in hot there. So.
Read that one more time.
Dallas might get there, but will they make a run? No. Just end the year strong. Win two out of four.
Very narration heavy. I love it.
But are they going to make a run? No. I don't want another first round exit.
That might be my favorite. All right, Dylon.
Here we go. Four games left to go. Win all. Philly needs to blow. Belief starts to grow.
The rhyme.
I like it. Okay, so I wrote two at home, and then I thought Positivity Bunny. How can I tie him in? So I wrote one.
Ooh.
So this is the Positivity Bunny one that I just wrote when
I
walked out there.
Okay.
Run the table quick. Even Bunny feels heart sick. Hurts gives one more pick. Like that?
I like that. What's your other one?
Okay, these are the ones I wrote at home. Run four straight? We might. Hurts throws picks on Monday night. Birds lose all their flight.
I love it. All right, was that just it for your Cowboys playoffs?
I have one more. But we'll save it. Let's do this, and I'll just say if we have time at the end.
All right, I'll tell you what. Jet, you go first because my holiday party one. I mean, I know it's got 5-6-5, but man, my writing is.
You need my glasses?
My writing is out of control. You know what? I might actually.
I don't think they'll.
All right, there we go. I'll start it up.
They make the words bigger.
The prescription. They're not reading glasses.
All right, go.
Snow party. Let's go. Bring something to drink. I know. Ooh. Fireball eggnog. Trust.
Wow.
Trust in it.
Wow. Jet getting busy at the parties.
Wow.
I just love
Jet. I light it up.
I love I love Jet's straight edge of approach to the haikus. You get right to it.
I don't waste time.
He makes them
good without rhyming.
I know. Yeah. He gets to write it. You don't rhyme and they are perfect.
Well, I used to rhyme and then the text line went crazy. They were like, stop rhyming.
Yes.
Remember that?
And you're the only one that can
ago?
Execute it though.
No,
you're the only one that can do it without rhyming.
I feel so awkward when mine doesn't rhyme. Yours makes sense even though they don't rhyme. And that's actually what
haiku
is.
You need that part.
No, that was solid. I just had to make sure I could actually read what I wrote. All right, Dylon.
Okay, here we go. Eggnog and cookies. Secret Santa, Christmas trees. Lots of food. Yes, please.
Two strong ones. I'll go. This is my Christmas party one. It has nothing to do about Xmas, it's just the work Christmas party.
That's it.
Didn't go, no shame. Awardless, forgot my name. Brian won the fame.
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
Yeah, he did. Okay, now I want to make it very clear with my holiday party one. Has nothing to do, with today's holiday party.
Okay.
This is just this is just holiday parties that I've been to that have been out of control. I mean, let's all, hey, you're seeing them on Instagram. You're seeing them, like, everybody knows that one. I mean, I don't know. You guys maybe haven't been in the workforce long enough, but for anybody that's been in the workforce for a while, especially back in the day.
I've been to a lot of work parties.
I've been to a fair share. Like, not as many as you would think, but that said.
You're pushing 60, so that's a lot of work parties.
This much I do know. All right, especially for all my oil and gas people out there. Oil and gas Christmas parties go in. Again, are Christmas parties today like they used to be 10, 20 years ago, where you got people getting dragged out and puking and getting crunk and doing God knows what in the corner? I don't know if they do that anymore. So here we go. Again, this is a old school look, has nothing to do. I want to make sure, disclaimer, has nothing to do with the Odyssey holiday party from today. Here we go.
That was a good disclaimer.
Yeah, so I'm putting that out there for sure.
Well, what are you saying? It's so...
Just wait till you hear it, okay?
Here we go. Still change it.
Hate your job, let's dance. IT guy pukes on his pants. HR and boss smash.
A lot going on.
Wow.
Okay, then.
Get out of my face.
Get
out of my face. Get out of my
Sharon
face.
Sharon Moore was at that point, I guess.
So we know who you were hanging out with back in the day.
Man.
Wow. Little KU Michigan mix.
Wow.
What made you want to write that?
I told you. It's a holiday party.
It's the ugly side of the holiday party.
I see. You want me to give you the extra
Anybody
Cowboys
that's old
one?
Knows that's how old school holiday parties used to go. Okay.
Exactly like that. IT
Maybe.
Guy pukes on himself. And
Maybe. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I got one more for you. Four-game win streak in... Oh, wait. Okay, let me try again. Four-game streak in sight. Jerry whispers, we're all right. Eagles take a hike.
Like that? I just broke the bell. It was solid.
I like my bunny one the best.
I appreciate the whispering as well.
Yeah.
Adds a little nuance, if you will.
Someone texted in. They said, y'all writing these at home? I thought these were off the dome. So yes and no. We tried one segment where we legitimately during the segment, and it was funny.
It was fun.
But we did not execute well.
We haven't done it since.
And usually me and Fred write them the segment before.
Yeah.
Or maybe two segments before. Fred texted
Or during
me,
the show.
Fred texted me earlier in the day what the segments were going to be.
Yeah. Which sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. Typically, I'll come up with it like during the show, and that's when we go with it. But today, because I knew the everything was heightened, and plus I was like, you know what? There's a holiday party today. That's a great topic. It's seasonal, if you will. So, boom, let's go with it. We came up with the Cowboys playoff chances last night. So
while I got you here, Jet, your favorite seasonal drink is what? For me, it's the peppermint shake from Chick-fil-A.
Ooh, that's good.
That is the number one thing that I wait all year for. For you, it is.
Brahms Hot Chocolate Milkshake.
Ooh.
Hot Chocolate Milkshake, believe in it. It's got that rich Brahms chocolate milk flavor.
Yeah.
A little extra chocolate in there.
Okay. Okay.
Definitely cream? Not good for the diet.
Whipped cream on top?
Never done that.
Okay.
Might have to try.
Might have to try. How do we feel about whipped cream on a shake, though?
I don't like whipped cream in general. I tell them no whip on every product I ever get.
Yeah.
Never have gotten a whip in my
What about the bedroom?
Now that I can do.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair Out of the
question.
Can.
Fair question.
Dylan?
Whipped cream's good.
My favorite holiday drink.
I was like, what? He knew that.
I have whipped cream right next to my dresser.
I like it in the bedroom and outside the bedroom if I do things so myself. Okay. You know what, Dylan? That might be the... I appreciate you answering it that way, okay?
Favorite holiday drink.
Oh, man.
Pumpkin
I might
spice?
Go with
he said
the,
I like whipped cream.
I might go with the Chick-fil-A peppermint shake.
Come on. It's elite. Fred?
Eggnog.
Eggnog's just good.
From anywhere?
Do you have a favorite?
No, it's man, I don't know. That's a great question. I want to say, I don't know. Like,
no, just the original eggnog? Because I know they do like different flavors of eggnog now.
Shout out to Trevor.
We're still waiting on. Allegedly, he's going to bring us some last year. Never did, so we'll see if
we're at the next Christmas.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, hey, look, he's still here, so we'll see. I want to say, and it's not, I want to say it's Jack Daniel's brand, even though it doesn't have any booze in it. You can buy it at Walmart. But any, I'm a vanilla spiced eggnog guy.
Well, there you go. We know somebody else that likes spice. Sharon Moore. Why did he get fired? We'll go into all that. What did Philip Rivers' first press conference sound like? And who are some NFL players coming back from injury to help you in the fantasy playoffs? We'll give you all that information next on Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.